from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on the Score.
Go USA.
Ow! So Shane said he could be an Olympic athlete an equestrian.
Yep.
I've thought long and hard about this.
Same one?
No. Not much of a horse rider. We all know I'm an excellent swimmer.
We do know that. We've seen it zero times.
Yeah, I'm an excellent swimmer. But these guys are world class, so I'm probably not quite as fast.
These guys like Michael Phelps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know,
Michael Phelps, they're better swimmers. I'm an excellent swimmer, but not good enough. Golf is an Olympic sport now, but you know, I shot an 83 at Wilmette last week, but that's, you know, not quite good enough to make the Olympic team.
What's par there? 72?
70.
70?
Yeah, so 13 over. Ooh. Not the greatest score in the
not
world.
Not going to make the cut.
Probably not going to make the cut. You know, I'm not a big fan of guns, so I'm going to take shooting off the list. You're not much of a runner.
Definitely not breaking. You don't do that on time.
Nope. Considered, of course, weightlifting. But of course. Decided, you know, no. Badminton. Badminton. You don't have to be that good of an athlete. I got fine hand-eye coordination. I was good at it in fourth grade gym class. How hard?
Yeah, I mean, that's when they stop measuring. So
shuttlecock floats.
Whoa!
And so, like, how fast could it really go? How difficult could it possibly be?
Dump them.
Yeah, no, pretty fast. I don't know if you remember when Brian Urlacher played in that commercial. He put a shuttlecock through some guy's leg.
Yeah, well, he's stronger than I am, but I feel like it's not. It's a sport more of grace than strength, and I obviously have a lot of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, I consider table tennis because I'm a ping pong player, obviously. had a table in my basement growing up.
Okay.
You watched Forrest Gump.
I've seen Forrest Gump before.
So
I know how to practice. But I think I've decided, you know, volleyball, I played a little bit back in the day, but they're too good of athletes.
Mm-hmm.
Badminton would be my sport. I think you give me 6 months to train.
Just 6 months, Danny.
I'm at least
to be an Olympian.
These people work their whole lives
I'm
to do
qualifying.
It.
Qualifying.
And our guy Danny, 6 months.
I'm just saying that sport seems to be, from start to finish, the gap can't be that wide.
Okay, so you know how easy it would be for me to set up a badminton net here and beat you one-on-one.
But again, I'm not saying right like tomorrow. Like, I'm not saying the Paris Olympics.
All right, so 6 months from now.
Yeah, 6 months from now, you guys are both doing it.
All right, so January.
Yeah.
You want to play badminton in January? I won't train an iota. I will beat you in badminton in 6 months.
But okay. But do you think if I said to you,
yeah,
$1 million,
sure,
you've got a qualifier for the 2028 Olympics in badminton?
Again, I cannot.
You could not?
No. I mean,
it feels
realistic.
Like it would be the easiest one to do.
I know.
I'm sure you got to know somebody.
Yeah, it's
true. Well, Danny knows badminton.
I do.
He knows Tom badminton.
Yeah. I mean, archery wouldn't be that hard either. It's all bullseyes.
Yeah, no, definitely not hard to shoot bows and arrows.
just gotta.
Katniss Everdeen, just like, she picked that up no problem, started killing people.
I think.
Hudson runs the 3-2. He struck him out on a changeup, and that's it. And Rodney looks to the sky and fires an arrow.
Yeah. Do you got one, Tanny? You think you could be an Olympian?
No, I could not. I don't think I can. But Shane was making a joke at your expense there a couple of minutes ago. But I do find the fact that they have breaking in the Olympics now. That is really cool. Like, I would love, I always wished I could do that. But, like, that was never my thing in hip-hop culture. But the fact that they got the B-boys and B-girls representing now in the Olympics, it's really cool and kind of weird. And it's, like, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be watching out for the... Breaking.
Can I tease something for Tuesday when we're all back together?
Yeah, please.
So you asked me to pull any relevant audio from the TikTok live I did on the Scores TikTok today. Yeah. I might have pulled a Bruce Levine. I might have unfortunately killed someone. Like, unfortunately, this person blank. When Bruce said, unfortunately, he was a cancer survivor, I might have done that on TikTok today. I'll tease that for Tuesday because we don't have time right now.
Why did that happen on today's show?
We were packed. Yeah, okay. We were just packed. Yeah.
Unfortunately, he was a cancer survivor.
So I did something very similar. I told a story about something that I've not spoken about publicly yet. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and did that. So Tuesday. Stick around.
I'll be here. I'm gonna be here on Tuesday.
Good.
All right. Thank yous today. John Morosi, Mark Grody, Dave Wanstedt were our guests. They were all fantastic. Thank you to Connor O'Donnell, Kevin Lapka, Twitch chat, video stream. Thank you, sirs. Thank you for cutting the video of me doing the impromptu burpee in honor of Tyson Bagent. That'll be good for my mentions over the weekend. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill making us sound better than we are each and every day. Mark Grody follows us. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is the Score.
Ladies and gentlemen, The Weeknd.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.